The first passages of the journal describe Victor's peaceful life in Salem, remarkable acquisitions, business trips, commercial successes. Years of an antiquarian's routine meticulously recorded. You quickly turn the pages to reach the recent entries. The tone changes abruptly. The handwriting becomes feverish, passionate. Victor speaks of Patricia with obsessive tenderness, every smile noted, every gesture analysed. He dreams of a future together despite their age difference, imagining himself offering her the most beautiful jewels from his collection. Then horror. The words tumble over each other, ink smudged in places, betraying his rage. The rape, the vile Raissa Marsh, who defiled his beloved in a dark alley. The following pages are stained with tears, or sweat, of anger. Patricia's suicide breaks something within him. The handwriting becomes erratic, desperate, then cold, methodical. A pact with Quentin, meticulous preparations, the mention of an ancestral flute, of forbidden rituals. The last pages breathe vengeance. Two cousins united in their thirst for destruction. The Marshes will pay. All of them.